The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
Coming up on today's experience, devotional diamonds of the day, also known as DDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show, which have nothing to do with life, but they're fun, they make you smile, they're entertaining, they're interesting, and we want T to be able to do something instead of being bored. That's a big thing right there. The review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think, could be before the end of this show. We certainly hope so. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use? Probably won't, but we can if we decide we should be doers of the word and not just hearers. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Always a fair question. I really don't have a great answer. And also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I'll be your host for the next 5,400 seconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen. And we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk faith with you. So here we go. We're asking about living life as a Christian. That process. Not the Wednesday night and the Sunday morning. Not the home group and your church gathering. It's the other times that we are discussing. And what we're trying to do is encourage one another, strengthen one another. As we have often said on this show, you can consider me a brother in the Lord. And we are just trying to encourage one another as we see the day approaching. That's how we do it. So if you're looking for, I'm looking for super scholarly, probably not a good idea here, but we will do our best to encourage you in the Lord, and that's our goal. So if you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, you are welcome to reach out to us. If you have a praise report, a prayer request, you want to answer Bible trivia, you want to talk about something that has to do with the kingdom of God, we would love to hear from you, and we'd love to be able to encourage and pray for you as well. Here's how you do that. You just reach out to us at 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. Or you can text us at 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can email us, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org, which leads us into us encouraging you to check out the website because it has encouraging words, it has encouraging writing, encouraging audio, encouraging video, plus a few things that are quite challenging, some really old sermons that I did probably 25 years ago. So my voice might sound a little higher when you hear those sermons. I can't really tell you. But the bottom line is we want you to go to the website. You can also give there if you so feel. The Lord is putting that on your heart. Go to hemustincrease.org. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email david@hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. All right, so we're going to do a little bit of praying. I had some texts back and forth with Eric. Eric is out of town. He's one of our faithful listeners, hasn't been able to listen to the show. We just want to pray that the Lord blesses him and his family while he's on the trip. That's a part of what we do, is we encourage and support one another. So just join with me in prayer. You don't have to know Eric to know that we want God to bless Eric, as Eric is a devoted, committed follower to the Lord Jesus Christ and a blessing for our show. And we just going to pray real quickly. Father, we come before you right now and we lift up Eric and his family, his wife, just not just for health, but just for grace and for peace and for mercy, for calmness and for a profitable trip where he's at in Chicago. And we just pray you keep him safe because there's a lot of weird stuff going on in different places in our country. And we just ask you to watch over them, bring him back safely, let their whole family be well. We thank you for him. We thank you for his wife. And thank you for his family and his kids, and ask you to bless them in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. That's how we start our show, and if you ever need prayer, you can do that very same thing. Just let us know. We'll be glad to pray for you. It's not something fancy. It's not something you can write on the wall. We petition it, lay it before the Lord, and trust him for it. That's how we do it. Okay, so we're going to start off with a little read and ramble, because it's read and ramble and expository day, so let's do our read and ramble sound.
Well, I'm ramming.
All right, that ought to get you going. Blin. Don't you just need to say blin? All right. We are at Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 through 2. A wonderful combo, a 1-2 punch in Scripture. Just phenomenal stuff. And so I think we've covered everything. We can go forward in that. Let's just do that. Colossians chapter 3. Therefore, since you have been raised with Christ, seek the things above where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Therefore, since you have been raised with Christ, seek the things above where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. So at this point, some of you are thinking, well, now hold on, because I wasn't really raised. I made a decision like me. I was born and raised Jewish and became a Christian. But since that time, over 40 years ago, about 43 years ago, the bottom line is I have been being raised by other Christians in the Lord Jesus Christ as he's being formed in me, as Paul mentions in Galatians chapter 4. And so the idea behind this is for us to grasp that we are being raised in Christ, moving from point A to point B to point C to point D. I do really like the illustration the pastor gave at our church, Pastor Kurt, at Stillwater Community Church, when he pulled out that rubber band and had everybody stretch the rubber band. And he just made this great point. He goes, you know, most of the time the Lord will take you from point A to B, and he just stretched it a little. And then he goes, but then from B to C, and then he stretched it some more. And then from C to D, and he stretched it some more. It's like you're going, yes, that's my life. I identify. Well, that's part of this process. As the Lord is growing us and moving us in that direction, he has a piece of instruction for us, and it goes back to the Sermon on the Mount. Don't you know almost everything in Scripture really goes back to the Sermon on the Mount? Here's what he says. Seek the things above where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. And you're sitting in your brain, we're going to talk about how to seek later, but you're sitting in your brain thinking, seek the things above. Dave, it's July 1st, 2021. I have rent. How am I supposed to seek the things above and pay rent? It's not that you don't do your best to fulfill the responsibilities that you have as you journey on this earth. It's that you don't allow the earthly pulls to suck the life out of you. That's what it is. It's not that you don't have challenges or trials or moments, but what you don't let is the power of this earthly journey drain you so that all you're doing is living to pay rent or living to pay your car payment or living to pay some other bill or some other obligation. And the idea behind seeking the things above is to be heavenly minded. Now, who's talked to us about being heavenly minded? Going to go out on a limb here. Just going to say, wasn't it Jesus who said, lay up treasures in heaven where it will last and not on earth where it won't last? Here's a really great piece of advice for investing. Ready? I'm not an investment expert, but I'm going to say this anyway. You probably want to invest somewhere where you get the highest return for the longest amount of time. I don't think I have to go to banking school to tell you that. I think I can just be a regular person going, well, you know, if I give this, I want it to come back. I want it to come back as high as it can come back, and I want it to come back to me as long as it can come back. Okay, so then when we lay up treasures in heaven, we're investing in heaven and what's to come. And I understand some people don't believe that. Some people are going to go to hell. I can't change that. What I can tell you is you want the best investment that lasts the longest, that gives you the best return, and that's putting things up in heaven, laying up treasures in heaven. There's a saying from the world, not from the Bible. I don't care if a pastor came up with it. I don't care if a scholar came up with it. The idea behind it is incorrect. I will tell it to you, and then I'll tell you why it's incorrect. There's a saying that says, well, you don't want to be so heavenly minded that you're of no earthly good. Yes, you do. That is how Jesus lived his life. For the purposes of establishing things for heaven and for eternity. In fact, if you are earthly oriented, you are forgetting that Hebrews chapter 11, verses 13 through 16 says that you're a pilgrim, a stranger, a visitor on earth. And all these people are all super duper upset. Oh, the earth this and the earth this and mama earth and mother nature earth and all this stuff. All you got to do is read Psalm 104, verse 30. You find out that the earth serves mankind. Sorry, that's the Hebrew. And the bottom line is you want to be so heavenly geared that when you get there, it's just that much better of an investment. For the most stuff that comes with the highest return and the longest return, and that would be putting it there in the heavenlies. Get it? All right, when we come back, we'll talk about how you approach that. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven. And that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing. Except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit because, after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
John 7:24, stop judging by mere appearance and make a right judgment. That's all good. For 1 Corinthians 6:2, do you not know that the saints will judge the world? And if you are to judge the world, are you not competent to judge trivial cases? You can't say Christians can't judge. They're commanded to. Here it is right here. Ready? Here's the bowling ball knocking down the pins. Every day as Christians, we have to judge what is appropriate, proper, healthy, and useful.
Also, what people we believe we should hang out with, trust, believe in, or let influence, we have to judge that on a regular basis. When you choose your church, you're using your judgment abilities.
Bazinga.
I love that. Because listen, when you're choosing your church, you have to decide to pick one over another. Oh, here's the key. You're going to hate me. Ready? Here it is. If we have no ability to judge, we can't vote.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Okie dokie, artichoke, our theological term. Here is our first trivia question. Get ready. Who was the prophet Samuel speaking to when he said, "To obey is better than sacrifice"? Okay, if you guys know Keith Green at all, the old music, "To obey is better than sacrifice. I want more than Sundays and Wednesday nights." Yeah, I'm not singing that because I can't sing. Anyway, that's not the point. The point is, the trivia question is, who was the prophet Samuel speaking to when he said, "To obey is better than sacrifice"? Okay, the Lord's way of saying, hey, just do what I say and stop making a big picture of it. You're looking for an answer. If you're looking to try and figure that out, it is in 1 Samuel 15. I will give you that much, but no more. You can call in 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. Or you can text in 214-210-8483 if you think you know the answer. Who was the prophet Samuel talking to? Oh my goodness, we're getting the answers coming in and they are all correct so far. Loving it. To obey is better than sacrifice. Who is he saying that to? And as the answer's coming in, we give you that opportunity. We do want to do our DNA. You want to do the DNA? Oh, somebody's calling in. We'll do the DNA, but we might have to wait on the DNA because when somebody calls in, then T can't participate in the DNA. And then we have to wait it, and we have to kind of twist it and move it around. This is called stalling. So if you're trying to figure out, why do I do this? Because some people will call in, and first they'll say, "Hi, T." And then they'll go, "How you doing? How things going?" So she has to go through that process first, and then she can answer. So do we want to do the trivia question or the DNA? Which do we want to do? Okay, trivia first. Here we go. Let's go. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, this is Brother Ace again.
Hi, Brother Ace. How are you, my brother? I was praying for you specifically this morning, so I'm very glad you called.
Thank you. Yeah, at the moment I'm feeling great. Thank the Lord for that.
Praise the Lord. Okay, so to who was Sammy? I call him Sammy, I'll probably call him Sammy in heaven. Who was the prophet Samuel speaking to when he said, "To obey is better than sacrifice"?
Well, I'm relating this to King Saul's reference against, but sacrifice something he shouldn't have done. Is it King Saul? Or?
It is correct, sir! He said, "To obey is better than sacrifice." Then Saul goes, "Well, I did what you said." And then Samuel goes, "Okay, what's the bleeding of the sheep that I'm hearing here, buddy?" And it's like, no, you didn't do what I said. So he tried to say he did what he said, but he kind of just didn't do what he said. And that was the bottom line. And so he was told, "To obey is better than sacrifice." All right? There you go.
I like the bleeding of the sheep. That was always a catchy little phrase from the Lord. Bleeding of sheep, as Samuel says, yeah.
Yep, yeah. And you know what's amazing about this, though? Everybody makes it really complex, and here's the response from the Lord. Just do what I say.
Amen. Amen.
What are you making a big deal about? Just do it. Okay.
Amen. Hey, Ben. Right. Good job there. I appreciate you bringing me into the program today.
Oh, you got it, brother. We love you in the Lord, and we have the whole audience praying for you regularly, especially for you to just be strengthened and your mind to be sharp and clear, and you know exactly what's going on.
I do appreciate everybody. Thank you so much, everybody.
You got it. We love you, bro.
We love you, too. Thank you. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Right, Brother Ace. Yeah. Keep praying for Brother Ace. Not hard to think about Brother Ace. All you got to do is to think about a deck of cards. Ace. Okay, got it. Right. He's aces. Okay, that's good. Aces are always good in that sense. Okay. Let me go back. We going to do now the DNA? All right, let's do it now. I'm having too much fun already. This is our DNA. It's what we think we should operate in on a daily basis. D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Now, daily means, get this, I just found out, it means daily.
Wow.
N, never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Ever, never, ever, never, ever, never be ashamed of what Jesus had to say. Even if you don't get it all, you don't be ashamed of Jesus and his words. I mean, that's you can be more ashamed of the world. That's fine. And then A, always be ready.
To serve.
To serve, because that shows you're being sensitive and submissive to God and also aware and conscious of other people and how they're doing. So that way you can love one another and love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind. Let's get into the rest of this text. I love this portion right here. So I'm going to go back to Colossians 3:1 so I can rev it into Colossians 3:2. It says, therefore, since you have been raised with Christ, seek the things above where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. So for my whole Christian walk, most of my Christian one, maybe 38 or 39 years, the Lord has made it clear, and I've gone through commentary after commentary, and I love when I find a scholar and they're like, you know, they're kind of seeing it the way I've saw it. The way that we seek, the first verse says, seek the things above. The second verse tells you how. The first verse says, seek the things above. The second verse says, set your mind on things above. The way that we seek, the way that we pursue, is we set our minds to it. So, for example, I'll use my son as a rare example. I don't use him very often, but I will use him in this case. So in the last couple of years, he's developed a woodworking desire. Our family has a lot of construction in it. I am not a woodworker, but he happens to start. He just fell in love with doing projects with wood. Well, the way that he got to the place he is in making some of these projects is he set his mind to it. He looked at it. He determined to understand it. He watched videos. He bought tools. He did projects. He committed himself to it. That's the way you seek. But you got to start by setting your mind there. You got to get your brain and your thoughts out of television, out of the checkbook, out of that relative that's a schnook. I can say schnook, I'm Jewish. Out of that person that's so irritating you just want to like go, bah! And you got to get your mind focused on that which the Lord has set before you. And he says to us right here, seek the things above. Set your mind on things above. Everything you see here, I'm just going to say it, everything, every physical object you see here, temporal, except the people. But the things in heaven are eternal. Wow, we should be eternally thinking because those are the ones, those are the things that last. And so what happens is we get so bogged down in all the different things and we get so caught up in the schedules. One of the things the Lord's really, sometimes I really don't like it when the Lord hammers me. I love it, but I hate it kind of at the same time, which most of you know what I'm talking about. But I'm just like way too committed to schedules. I got to stop doing that. Just let things happen. Let them unfold. Stop trying to control them. Well, the only way for me to do that is to not set my mind on me controlling them, but set my mind on the things that's going on in the Lord. Remember what the passage says in Matthew 6:33. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Now, his first position of righteousness is that righteousness is in Jesus Christ. No matter what anybody says, no matter what commentator says, Jesus was doing the Sermon on the Mount, and right in the middle of the Sermon on the Mount, he goes, I'm the answer. Okay, but the second part about that is seeking to walk in a righteous manner that truly, not from a hypocritical point of view, but truly reflects God and the right things God does. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. First Jesus and then doing right, right? We don't want people that are doing wrong, but people are doing right. And the way you do that is you commit your brain to it and you go, I'm going to think about that. And so that's why you hear, when you're hearing this show, you hear me. I mean, I think I've done this to you guys almost every show.
on all the shows that we've done. I tell you, get in the Word, get in prayer. Well, what happens when you're in the Word? Besides that the Holy Spirit uses the Word of God to breathe life into you, spiritual life into you, you're saturating your brain with the right stuff. What happens when you pray? You're focusing on God. Sometimes people focus too much on themselves. They need to focus more on God. The bottom line is that's all that part of that process. Caring about other people, making sure you're doing good for them as you're laying up treasures in heaven, considering them and how you might be a blessing and an encouragement to them. So all of that stuff is kind of how you go about it. And I think a lot of people think, and I want to be careful. I don't want you to get this positive speech and positive mental imaging. And I'm not looking for that. What I'm looking for you to do is think God. That's what I just think. That's the think Jesus. You know what I'm saying? Remember the what would Jesus do? The great thing about besides the marketing that they did that was fantastic, the great thing about that is at least it made you think, what would Jesus do? Well, that's what was good about it, is that you would consider that. That's the process we're looking for. So when Paul writes, therefore, since you've been raised with Christ, seek the things above where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind to the things above, not on earthly things. He's telling you. He's laying it out before you. Here's the strategy. Here's how you go about it. This is the result of this. And it's like, wow. And I know that I think we make seek like, like everybody has to fly to Jerusalem or something. That's not what it is. Okay? It's getting the mind in the right place. Somebody just texts in very wisely, by the way. The Philippians 4:8, whatever's good, whatever's pure, so on and so forth. It's a great passage that would go with this, the Philippians 4, 6, 7, and 8. Just consider these things. These are the ways that we need to roll in this faith. Okay? So let's roll. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Taking a short break, top of the hour. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Most of my life, it feels like I've been running.
Moving is hard. It's a moment that everyone dreads. But wait, there's an answer. Jesus can help. And for the moving parts, Men of God Moving is there for you. Men of God Moving is a full-service Christian moving company that is locally owned and operated, serving the entire Dallas and Fort Worth area. Men of God Moving helps with homes, apartments, offices, long and short distance relocations, and so much more. They offer packing and unpacking services, loading and unloading, assembling and disassembling, plus many other helpful services. Tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience and receive a substantial discount. Substantial means a whole bunch. Call them at 817-707-7672 or go to their website, menofgodmoving.com. That's menofgodmoving.com. And check them out on Facebook. The Lord's Word says, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men. Ephesians 6:7. Allow Men of God Moving the privilege of serving you. And listen to Johnny Hill, the owner, often on the David Spoon Experience. To hear his testimony, reach out to Men of God Moving. Johnny's testimony will move you. God bless.
With his special guest today, Focus on the Family Trauma Specialist, Tim Sanford.
People, as they try to sort this out, they go through this. They go through maybe a litany or a list in their mind and try to evaluate. Well, you know, is this this and is this this? And what you said right there is the key, that the core of our strength, the core of our ability to go on yet for another day in the midst of what we would consider to be chaos, both socially, politically, and in other realms, is the Lord. I mean, the Lord gives us the ability. I mean, until He blows that trumpet, we are not done.
Exactly. And that's where we come back to, people ask me, well, again, the why questions that people all across the U.S. are asking. And my best theological accurate answer I can give them is, I don't know. I don't stop there. That is an accurate answer. I finished my answer then by saying, here's what I do no.
Excellent.
I know that God is still on his throne. I know that God knew what was going on. I don't know why he, no, I don't know why that. Here's what I do know. God is still a loving God. He still is in charge. Here's what I do know. Here's what I do know. Here's what I do know.
The David Spoon Experience. You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. On God, Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.